ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್, ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾನತ್ರಯ ಆನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಮಧ್ವಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರೀಸ್. ಆದಿ ಶಂಕರ ಕಮೆನ್ಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಷ್ಟ ದೇವತಾ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ. Madhvacharya too commences with invocation to the Bhashya and to the Tatparya Nirnaya, adoring the Lord Sriman Narayana, who he describes as devoid of all defects and complete in himself. Ramanujacharya commences with a salutation to his Acharya and then setting the context with the supremacy of Shriyapati, that is Sriman Narayana, referring to his Swarupa Rupa Guna, form, beauty, his royal jewels like the Abharana, Ayudha, his consort Sri, Nityasuri is ever in service, description of his abode, creation, his avatars, about Virodhi Nirshana, or destruction of the enemies. All the three acharyas have provided detailed introduction and preface before proceeding to the slokas, extolling the supremeness of Narayana, the purpose of his avatar, and the purpose of this Gita Bhashya. Both Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya agree on Jnanam Mokshaha, but the difference is in the type of Jnanam. Shankaracharya held Vakya Janya Vakyartha Jnanam Moksha, whereas Ramanujacharya said Bhakti Rupapanna Jnanam Moksha. The Vakya Janya Vakya Artha Jnanam Moksha is a summation of the Abheda Shruti Vakya in the Vedas, like ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜಗತ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ ಜೀವೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇವ ನಾಪರ ಇತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಡಿಂಡಿಮಃ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಖಲು ಇದಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಜ್ಜಲಾನ್. ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್, ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವುಡ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಎಸ್ ಡ್ಯುವಲಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಭೇದ. ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ಒನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಗೋಸ್ ಅವೇ, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಭೇದ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಅ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸಸ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, puts the keys set on his shoulder and reaches home. He forgets about it and then starts searching for the key set, not aware that he is having it on his shoulder. His child points it out and the priest realizes. And this jnana based on the vakya of the child is called as the vakya janya vakyartha jnanam. Extrapolating this, Shankaracharya lays it out that only Brahman is satya, all others are mithya. And once we get that Vakya Janya Artham, we get Moksha, which is Aikyanana. Ramanujacharya's argument here is that the keys are not false, the keys on the shoulder of the priest are also not false, inasmuch as the child or the priest. So we cannot say that it is Maya as falsity. Before we proceed, actually, it's important that we get an understanding of the interpretations by these three acharyas. They have agreed almost on all points, but at the time of interpretation of the type of moksha, there were differences. And all this was based on the Veda Vakya. We can classify the different viewpoints into Veda, Abheda, and Ghataka. In Vedas, there are three types of Shrutis. So you have a Vedanta Vakya in Vedas, which shows both Veda Shruti and Abheda Shruti. Veda Shruti means dualism, means Chit and Achit. That means the sentient and the insentient, which are independent and different from Paramatma. This is the basis for Dvaita Sampradaya. Madhvacharya is a prominent leader of this school. Abheda Shruti talks of only one truth, that is Paramatma. All others are illusionary and finally rest with Paramatma. This is the basis for Advaita Sampradaya. Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada being the prominent leader of the school. The difficulty that this threw was, why should Vedas talk about two entirely different things when it is considered as to be the single source of truth or the Pramana? The underlying basis is that Vedas is the ultimate truth. Everybody recognizes this, and it is the main pramana, and hence cannot be saying untruth at all or inconsistent meaning. So there are Shruti Vakyam in Veda, which actually reconciles these two positions of Veda and Abheda Shruti. Swami Ramanuja pursued this further and traced in Vedas that reconciled both these positions. This school later came to be known as Vishishta Advaita. Some examples of Veda and Abheda Shruti Vakyam. Veda, Bhokta Bhogyam Preritara Mancha Madhva. Abheda Shruti Vakyam, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahmat Tajalan. Let's look at some of sample arguments put forward by Abheda school and Veda school and how it is reconciled. Purva Paksha of Abhedam and its reconciliation, we can say it is Ghatakam. In Purva Paksham as Advaitam, they say that Atma and Paramatma are like water, two parts of water, and when they are mixed, it still remains as water and becomes one. Hence, there is a Aikyapatti Moksham. It's Aikyam. And then they said that other way of defining it is, we can also say like water and salt, if they are both mixed, the salt is not seen and it merges with water. So there is no change and hence it is Aikyapati Moksham. Swami Ramanuja argued saying that when two parts of water is added, the volume gets changed. But as per the Advaita tenet, there should be no change. Again, when water is mixed with salt, then there is a change in the taste of the water, which means a change in guna. Hence, there cannot be any aikyam as per the Advaita tenets. These can be resolved only if we adopt Samyapati Moksham, where we say that there are two or three tattvas which are different and which are real. However, let us look at the list of commonalities, because the divergence is basically towards the end in the type of moksha and, you know, in the sense of what really means as emancipation. Some common traits are some common acceptances between the two acharyas are Vedas are the praman. There is a cycle of birth and death and punarjanma. There is concept of papa and punya. Narayana is supreme. He comes in as avatar to relieve the suffering of the folks languishing in the samsara. He used Arjuna as a vyaja to impart Gita to all. He lays strict emphasis on strict adherence to Vedas for do's and don'ts. Nitya karma has to be performed as prescribed. Karma yuga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, or as ordained by the Vedas, are very important. Moksha is the final goal, and moksha is through jnana. There is presence of chit and achit. As I said, the divergence would be basically on the Bheda, Abheda, and Ghataka Shrutis, and the types of jnana that leads to moksha. With this, we come to the conclusion of this introductory passages. The next one would be on the chapter 1, sloka 1. Thank you.